I'm Pastor Lauer from Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Mankato, which brings you this brief broadcast each Sunday morning at 8:03 and again on Sunday afternoon about 4:30. Our Savior's is located at 1103 North Broad Street in Mankato. That's just across the street from Franklin Elementary. Sunday services are at 8 and 10:30 a.m. We also have a service on Saturday evening at 6. Please join us for Christian worship, education, fellowship, and service.
Today's gospel lesson comes from the Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 3rd chapter, verses 1 through 17. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Jesus answered him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, 'You must be born again.' The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear its sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you the teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know, and bear witness to what we have seen, but you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father, through our Lord and Savior Jesus. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, when I consider our gospel lesson for today, I hardly know where we should begin. Today we get to consider this big chunk of the Gospel according to St. John chapter 3. We could discuss the story itself of Nicodemus coming to Jesus at night. We could discuss the fact that Jesus here schools one of the supposed leaders of the children of Israel concerning his lack of understanding God's ways. We could talk about what the phrase "born again" refers to, and how some of our beloved brothers and sisters in Christ misunderstand it. We could talk about baptism, which is, by the way, what Jesus is alluding to when he mentions being born again. I considered all of those things, but settled on something else. Instead, today we will consider a somewhat obscure story from the Old Testament. Jesus mentions this story near the end of our reading for this morning. He says, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life." Jesus is referring here to Numbers chapter 21, verses 4 through 9. In that story, the children of Israel, that is, God's chosen people, are traveling through the wilderness on their way to the Promised Land. They aren't having a great time of things, so they grumble about their lack of food and water. They grumble against God. So, as a form of punishment, God sends poisonous snakes among them. These snakes are running wild and biting people, and we are told that many people died because of this. So Israel recognizes their error and comes to repentance. They have a chat with Moses and ask him to speak to God on their behalf. So that is precisely what Moses does. He speaks with God, and God gives him some specific instructions. God tells Moses to make a statue of a serpent made out of bronze. He is then to take the statue and put it on a pole so that it is visible throughout the camp. Then, God says, anyone who is bitten by one of the snakes can look at the statue and live. Now, when we consider that story in and of itself, it seems rather strange. We might ask all sorts of questions about it and wonder what exactly is going on. We might wonder why exactly God handled that situation the way that he did. But this story is made all the more interesting by the fact that Jesus mentions it in his conversation with Nicodemus. If we jump back to our reading for today, we hear Jesus say, "And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life." Jesus is here saying that just as God used the statue of the snake to save his people from the poison they suffered as a result of their sins, so too will he save his people from their sins. Just as merely looking to a serpent on a pole saved the lives of the Israelites, so too does looking to Jesus provide us with the forgiveness of our sins and everlasting life. What's so amazing about this story is the way that God works through it. He didn't need to give us this story with all the poison snakes and the brass snake on the pole. And taken alone, that story can be sort of confusing. He could have simply told us what he did for us in Jesus, explained it to us simply and concisely. But instead, he did something better. He showed us. He crafted history itself in such a way that it proclaims to all that can hear the nature of his love and salvation. God gave us a prophecy, not written in words, but crafted through the events and actions of his people. This is not an isolated incident either. In fact, one of the most exciting things about reading the Old Testament is looking for Jesus. Once you know how our God works, you begin to see him everywhere. He is proclaimed through word and deed over the course of the entirety of the Scriptures. And it is just as awe-inspiring to know that our God is still at work, still crafting history to proclaim his glory. Who knows when something that we say or do will be shaped by the Holy Spirit? Who knows if someone, even years from now, will see the work of God in something that we did? Who knows when your child will say, "The way that my father provided for me really helps me to see Jesus." Or, "My mom read to me from the Bible every day, and that showed me how much Jesus loves me." So, brothers and sisters, look now upon this new bronze serpent. Gaze upon the Son of Man who was lifted up for your iniquities. See his suffering. See his blood. See the wounds which he endured. As you lie in the dirt, stung by the poison of your sin, look to him. And know that in the miring of your suffering, he has cured you. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
If you'd like to know more about our Saviors in Mankato, you can find us on the web at www.oslcmankato.org.